Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And this is my partner, Gregory Stevens.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very
That's
much.
Correct.
And he is and has been ordained as a professor at Kenneth Copeland Bible College because of his knowledge and study of the Hebrew language and of the First Covenant. And he has a certificate.
A couple of papers.
Yes, some really nice thing.
Well, they're nice.
That declares him a Hebrew scholar in his studies of the Hebrew language. Oh, glory to God. And we're going to get into something today that I dare say, Greg, that, well, I would know nothing about this. It'd be a lack of knowledge. And if it hadn't been for the book that I read by Rabbi Kahn,
I would have never heard of it. Right.
And it's time for every born-again believer to find this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a place to put your faith. It'll create an anticipation that is just amusing. It's amazingly strong.
I joke around like this. It'll make you strong as an acre of garlic.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, it's powerful.
And Father, we do thank you today. Your word is amazing. And we thank you and praise you for it. And the very fact that you entered into covenant with our father Abraham, these many, many, many thousands and thousands of years before, that we can sit here in the year of 2022 and study these things and go deeper and deeper into the revelation and the concept and the ideas and the insights that your Holy Spirit brings. And we give you praise and honor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn, first of all, to the book of Numbers. This puts us actually in the first five books of the Bible. The thing that is so powerful about this first five books, God wrote them.
Yes, He did.
He spoke them to Moses.
To Moses, that's correct. This is why they're held, the rabbis hold these first five books, the Torah, or the Pentateuch,
yes,
we call it in Greek, are held at a higher standard, because they believe all the Word of God's inspired. So do we.
Yes, absolutely.
But this was spoken by God. This is why you'll see phrases in these first five books, and the Lord said, and God said, because He's saying it, and Moses is writing it down. This is not a dream or a vision.
No.
This is direct download.
Well, in order to write it down, you have to hear it.
That's right. It's a direct download.
He spoke it directly to
Moses. That's correct.
Now then, let's go over to our covenant in the book of Luke and the words of the Master.
Yes, sir.
And you remember now, He said that He didn't come to condemn. The law had a lot of condemnation in it, but He said, I came to save. Now then, verse 16, He came to Nazareth where He had been brought up, and as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and He stood up to read. There was delivered unto Him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened the book, He found the place where it was written what we would call the 61st chapter of Isaiah. All right. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, this is just a little while after being baptized in the Jordan. He came right out of there and came home.
That's right.
And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. We could say that was when he had been baptized not only in water, but he had been baptized in the Spirit.
Yes.
The baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Spirit was in him all the time. He was born of the Spirit. Now, look. He hath anointed me to preach. Most people don't realize that. That Jesus is a preacher.
Yes, he is.
Preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Now, this is the one I want you to pay close attention to this one. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, am I correct in saying that he was referring to the Jubilee?
Yes, absolutely. And he closed the book, because in the original writing of this, it goes on to vengeance and all that.
It's not time for
that.
He closed it.
Yeah, it wasn't time for judgment. No. He's the first Messiah, and then he'll come as a judging Messiah later, but not now.
And the Scripture says all judgment has been given into the hands of the Son.
That's right.
Now, why would that be? He's a man. He's lived here. Mm-hmm. He lived here. He died here. He went to hell, was raised from the dead. He qualifies in every way to judge.
When Cain and Abel, that happens, and the brother gets slain, Adam can't judge them. He's fallen. He's not in his place anymore. There's no one in the earth to pronounce judgment on what happened. So God himself had to do it. And this is why God himself will come in the form of Jesus and be able to do that very thing.
He qualifies to judge.
Absolutely he does. And he judges righteously.
Now, when you... Let's just go from here, Greg. You take this and set up what happens in the Jubilee year and how you get there.
Okay, so Jubilee is the 50th year. They really don't celebrate it in Israel. It's not celebrated as much. All the debts are released, slaves are released, all of those wonderful things that we've learned about with the Jubilee. But what happens is you have a series of 7 years.
Let me say something right before that. You're talking about anticipation. Particularly in later years of my life, I do my utmost to remember that every day of my life is one day closer to the resurrection. That keeps the resurrection alive in my thinking.
Yes.
And that I'm one day closer to my birthday. And every birthday I have after this means something to me. Now, Brother Hagin, my teacher of faith, my mentor in faith, whom I miss very much, and my father in the Spirit, Oral Roberts, whom I miss for. And by the way, yesterday was his 104th birthday.
Yes.
Now, they were almost the same age.
Right.
Brother Hagin was born in August of 1917. Brother Roberts was born in January of 1918. So they were
just a few months apart.
Just a few months apart. But it's one day closer to my seeing them.
That's right.
And so to anticipate is a big thing. Now,
so you're not growing apart. You're actually growing closer.
I'm growing closer
to
them.
Every day you grow closer.
And every day I anticipate these things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when they celebrated the Jubilee, the anticipation must have been just over the top, listening for that horn to blow.
Right.
Listening when you go back to the home place. Listening when all debts were wiped out. If you were a slave, you were a slave no more.
That's right.
And you go home. You get to go home. To me, that's a type of going to heaven.
Yes, sir.
And I anticipate that day. Glory to God. Amen. I'd go today but it isn't my time to do
no,
that.
No, it's not till your assignment.
But the anticipation is important.
So, talking about these days, because this is a very special year. There's a Sabbath every week. God instituted the Sabbath, and He took that thing seriously. Still does. Hello. Matter of fact, in that verse we just read, as His custom was on the Sabbath day.
That was His custom.
I asked, when I was a little boy, I asked my parents one time, why do we always have to go to church every Sunday because my neighbors didn't? And they pointed me to that verse, as His custom was, and that's the custom of this house, on the Sabbath day.
Yes.
You know, so we go to church on that day. Every year, every day, every week has a Sabbath. Then there's a series of 7 years, and the seventh year, there's a Sabbath year. It's called a Shemitah year. And then a series of seven of those Shemitah years makes the year of Jubilee, where you get to 50. Seven of them is 49, and then that 50th year.
And this is?
This is a Shemitah year. Now, we'll explain that. Listen, all week long, I'm going to break some numbers down. I'm going to show you some things you may never have seen before talking about this year. But let me start with the word of the Lord that you received here. 2022, the year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in spirit, soul, and body, in finances, churches, and the government. 2022, it all belongs to you. In 2022, you will know what to do. And then you opened with, you have
now,
this.
The Lord gave me that well into last year, mm-hmm. in 2021. And it just dropped in my heart. And I began to meditate it. It didn't occur to me. I didn't realize this was a Shemitah year.
Right.
Until you mentioned it, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I'll explain what that means later in the week. It really means it's a sabbatical year. It's a Sabbath year. And we'll talk about what that means. And they still celebrate that in Israel today. And the significance of that. Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord will do nothing without revealing His secret to His servants, the prophets. So I'm going to reveal some secrets today based upon this word.
Praise God.
That you gave here. And then on the other side of this is the word of the Lord through Jerry Savell. And the year of the Lord, the year of the open hand of God, unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. And then he talks about the number 20 and the number 22. And we'll break that down this week as well for 2022. In the Hebrew, it represents an open hand, freely giving provision. 22 in Hebrew represents disorder and chaos. So there's an open hand for provision, but in the rest of the world, there's some stuff that'll be going on. And I'll show you that as we go. Now, the interpretation of Scripture is called hermeneutics. Mm-hmm. Prophecy to the Eastern mind, to the Jewish mind, is much different than it is to the Western, more Greek mind that we have. Let me show you, can I show you some verses and I'll show you something. In Matthew chapter 2, I'll show you, Hebrews see this, they see a pattern rather than a prediction. So things happen in patterns or in cycles. In Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, 14, and 15, when they had gone, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother, escape to Egypt, stay there until I tell you. For Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. That's Hosea 11:1. Now, Hosea 11:1 makes no sense as a messianic prophecy until Matthew 2 happened.
Mm-hmm. Until he came back.
So Hosea is predicting something. He's prophesying something that makes no sense. Why is the Messiah, why is my son going to come from Egypt? We're not in Egypt anymore. Moses took us out of Egypt. But it only makes sense when there's this guy named Herod that happens. See, so sometimes there'll be a word of the Lord, and it doesn't seem to make sense as to how it would apply to me, but you don't realize that there's a pattern that's going to be happening. So Matthew, in Matthew 2.
Well, and then just the opposite from that. Micah prophesied that it would happen in Bethlehem.
That's right. So they're both telling the truth, but they seem to be contradicting each other. It's the contradiction to the covenant, but they're both right. Because he's born in Bethlehem, and they had to get him from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
Don't you think it's amazing? Egypt. At that day and time, they left at night to go to Egypt. Now, how do you leave at night, a man, a wife, and a little boy, how do you leave at night and go to Egypt?
Well, you would have taken the trade routes.
Whoa.
You know, you'd have had to...
Yeah, there's nothing easy about that.
And you'd have had to been led. You'd have had to have guidance.
Yes.
Where we're going. So this is why an angel appears to him and says this. Go on here. This is the answer. There's a pattern. It's a pattern. Pay attention to the patterns. Verse 16, when Herod realized they'd been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious. Verse 16, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he learned from the Magi. Verse 17, then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Matthew's quoting a previous prophecy.
That's right.
That would make no sense on its own. So, what if I told you that Jewish teaching and tradition taught that there were two messiahs? Because it does. They believe there are two messiahs. Or is it one messiah that appears twice? This is why it was so troubling for the Lord, because the Pharisees are supposed to know this. And he's standing right in front of them. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There are two redeemers called Messiah. Messiah ben David, Messiah son of David. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. the one they called to all the time when he was on the earth.
The son of David.
Because Messiah son of David is a conqueror like David was. He will set up the kingdom. That's what they were wanting to happen. But their timing was wrong. Messiah ben Yosef, Messiah son of Joseph is the other one that's taught in Scripture. He is from Ephraim. David is from Judah. How can the Messiah be from two different tribes? This makes no sense. It makes sense when you understand the history of a divided kingdom, the north and the south. Jesus will do all of his ministry in the north.
That's right.
And not in the south. Okay. To arrive, the Messiah, Joseph, is the first one. He comes to prepare Messiah David, the conquering king. Obadiah 1, I'll share it with you real quick. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. Now that's a prophecy. The conflict between Jacob and Esau was prior to Joseph ever being. That conflict happened long before that. So now this prophecy is including Joseph in this. In Genesis 30, Rachel has a son and she names him Joseph. It's following a prophetic pattern. You with me, class? You guys with me? Okay, Genesis 30, verse 24 says this. She called him his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another. She prophesies another child. She just did it right then. And the Lord shall add to me another. It's taught that the future Messiah, Joseph, will be killed. The future Messiah, Joseph, will be killed fighting evil. So that's the first coming of the Messiah. He will be a suffering servant, Isaiah will teach us.
Yeah.
And he will be killed. They missed that. They were looking for David to get rid of the Romans. See, we get so busy trying to make the Word of God, which is true, there is a David coming, but we're trying to make it happen in our timeline. And if you're not careful, you'll get caught up in elections and all kinds of stuff with that. You want it to happen right now, but this is where you have to trust. Now, Zechariah chapter 12, concerning these two messiahs, listen to this. Verse 10, I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and the supplications, they shall look upon me whom they've pierced. That's Messiah Joseph. See it? and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for the firstborn. His death will be followed by the second Messiah, the son of David. He will appear, that Messiah will judge and take vengeance. He will establish the throne of David forever. So here again is the pattern. One Messiah will ride in on Zechariah chapter 9. He prophesied it before it ever happened. One Messiah, the Messiah will ride in on a donkey. But Daniel prophesied the Messiah will come in the clouds. Who's right?
Both.
They're both right. And that's what they missed. See, both of these words are right. And the words of the Lord are correct and they are true. It depends on how you align yourself up with what's coming for this year. It depends on whether you're going to recognize that it's a Shemitah year and what that means to me and my family. The first coming was the suffering servant of Isaiah 53. This is why he lived and ministered in the north of Israel. Ephraim is in the north. Judah is in the south.
Praise.
When he reigns on earth, he will live in Judah. He'll be in Jerusalem. But he did all of his ministry in the north that it might be fulfilled.
Yes.
What all of these prophecies are doing. Think about what happened here. They're going to kill all the babies. That's been done before. That's a pattern. Pharaoh tried it with Moses. So that same pattern is recycling itself. And so all throughout the scripture, Brother Copeland, there are prophetic patterns that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Jubilee is a pattern. This is why Jesus, when he proclaimed that, is tapping into that pattern of, I'm here, the Jubilee's here, here's what's about to happen.
He said it's no longer a particular year. I'm the Jubilee.
Yes.
So since I'm the Jubilee, poor man, you don't have to be poor anymore. Sick man, you don't have to be sick anymore.
Amen.
Hurting man, you don't have to be hurting anymore. Because I'm here to preach.
And proclaim, you're seeing all of the prophecies. Remember when he, after his death, burial, and resurrection, he's walking on the road to Emmaus, and he says, didn't our hearts burn within us? Because he taught about himself from all of these prophecies and reminded them of who he is. And so we can now take these prophetic words that we have for this year and the next year and tie that to the Word of God and realize
now
he's the same.
And I didn't, Jerry didn't call me and I didn't call Jerry.
Right.
But now look, in what Jerry said, 2022, the Word of the Lord through Jerry Savelle, the year of the open hand of God, I would say that's from the 145th Psalm.
Absolutely.
The open hand of God, unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. The number 20 in the Hebrew represents an open hand, giving freely provision. Number 22 represents disordered chaos. That's a Shemitah year. Mm-hmm. And it depends on what side of the fence you're on.
That's absolutely right. And I'll show you.
And the faith that you exercise in the fact that it is a Shemitah year.
And that because I'm in covenant with him, Jesus is my Lord, that now affects me and my household totally different than it affects my neighbor across the street. And so this is why we proclaim the gospel.
Or the Christian that doesn't know.
Or the Christian that doesn't know. There will be some people. See,
that's where you come in.
Uh-huh.
You have to know this, and you have to believe God that this is going to be the most fabulous year I've ever had in my life, regardless of how it's begun.
A Shemitah year, and we'll talk about it tomorrow because I know we're about out of time. A Shemitah year. At the end of the year, debt is released. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Now, here's the thing. Our banking system, if you have a negative thing on your credit, it's every 7 years, right? 7 years is when that thing drops off your credit. I mean, even the United States government realized, our founders based this thing upon that. So we'll talk about what a Shemitah year is and how that relates to you.
Praise God.
Tomorrow.
Thank you, Jesus. I know that, and since I found out about this, I realized that anybody can be debt-free.
Yes.
Anyone. And this is the year.
This is the year.
Praise God. We'll be back in a little bit here. Glory to God.
Yeah. Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are. Now is the time to get your life in order and become all that God has in his heart for you to do and be. When you rest in him, he goes to work in and for you. Faith in God's love is how you can reset and get into shape, developing to your full potential to be able to stand in the face of anything that may be ahead in life. In the audio series, Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the understanding of God's plan for every person. Discover God's handbook for living and the author who is on call 24/7 to help you, and develop a plan to build up the most important part of yourself, your spirit man. Your soul and body will line up with the Word of God as you develop your spirit. There is much more to you than meets the eye, and your true self, the person God designed you to be, can be developed to fulfill your whole potential. From the beginning right up to this moment, God has had in his heart for his people to be complete and whole, lacking nothing, spirit, soul, and body. Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body is an excellent study by Kenneth Copeland to help you become the person God designed you to be. This foundational teaching is available on MP3 disc, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast today. We have had the beginning of a great word study, wouldn't you say? You haven't seen anything yet. You just wait till tomorrow. And hey, are you going to be here tomorrow? Sure you are. And we'll be here. We'll see you then. And God, we love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org/victory offer or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.